In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday in the great city of Houston, or wherever you're listening and however you're listening. Thanks for making us a part of your day here at Sports Radio 610. All right, time to go behind enemy lines. You know we like doing this ahead of every game. And today we go to Phoenix, Arizona to talk to Tyler Drake of Arizona Sports. He covers those Cardinals for 98.7 down there. Tyler, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no, it is truly our pleasure. I don't know how much it has been our pleasure. Hopefully it will be our pleasure to see Jacoby Brissett. I don't know if you know this, but the Houston Texans have a very particular relationship seeing Jacoby Brissett. I wanted to start with him because he has been a revelation for you guys there. Can you detail for our listeners what it's meant to have Jacoby Brissett there operating the offense?
Yeah, I mean, really, you're seeing a completely different kind of operation, I should say, compared to what we were seeing with Kyler Murray. Those first five games, at least with him under center, now you've got Jacoby, and I mean, just like he's doing a lot more play action, a lot more under center, a lot more staying in the pocket, a lot more letting things develop, and you're starting to see, you're seeing kind of the production there. I mean, 300 yards seems like just a given for him every week, a couple touchdowns. You know, he's turned the ball over a little bit more than he probably would like, but outside of that, he's definitely taken the offense a step forward, and that's with a very inefficient run game and a very, very struggling offensive line. So for what he's putting up is pretty impressive, not going to lie, and you can definitely see a little bit more out of this offense with him under center compared to maybe a Kyler Murray.
So you mentioned the offensive line and run game. I mean, that is not exactly the formula to make hay with this Texans defense. I mean, what is your stance on just what they're facing this week?
Oh, it's going to be rough. Let me just tell you guys right now. I'm expecting a lot of quarterback pressures, which has been every week, a lot of sacks, which has been just about every week, it feels like, with Jacoby under center. And here's the other thing. I mean, Paris Johnson Jr. is not playing, and that's their best offensive lineman. So all that together, it's going to be, I think everybody should probably say a prayer for Jacoby Brissett, because it's going to be a lot of running around, a lot of hits, and a lot of trying to pull him upright and keep him in the game, because he has been getting battered since he's taken over. So I mean, it's you guys should have a lot of fun on your end. I'll say that.
Yeah. As you might imagine, we have been having a lot of fun. I've been fascinated, though. I think a lot of us in the NFL world have been with the will they, won't they of the Cardinals' relationship with the ostensible starting quarterback Kyler Murray. You were talking about it there. It feels like you guys are on cloud nine dealing with the backup quarterback, a career backup. What is the stance of the relationship with Kyler Murray and the organization?
Yeah, it for me personally, it feels like it's coming to a close. You know, it's been 7 years. There's been one playoff appearance, and it hasn't been a good one. Then you look at, this was supposed to be the year that he takes a massive step forward with this current regime. Also on the current regime to take a step forward. I mean, playoffs were clearly in the cards heading into this season. Instead, now it's a top 10 pick. So heads have got to roll for sure. And I think you've got to start with one of the guys that's been here the longest in him. I mean, the production says what it says. I mean, that I know a lot of the highlight reels come from him. But looking at the overall record, looking at the postseason that I just said that hasn't been there, that's enough time to kind of know that you need to move on and get another franchise guy in there, and maybe it's a bridge guy with Jacoby for another year, bring in a rookie. But for right now, yeah, it looks like everybody's going to split, and I think it's beneficial for both sides. I think it's been enough time to give Kyler an opportunity to go be that next kind of reclamation project that we're seeing across the league, and then let the Cardinals, you know, let this current regime handpick somebody to really try to turn things around, because honestly, I don't know how much of a longer leash they've got out here with how things are going. I mean, you're losing three divisional games by four, I mean, giving up at least 40 points. So that's never a good recipe for success. So offseason, there's going to be a lot of changes, but definitely think quarterback's going to be one of them.
But for this particular game, and I know, I think we're all on the same page on how we feel this game might go in terms of who wins and who loses. But that being said, we all know crazy things happen. Where is the hope, for lack of a better way to put it, for the Cardinals on offense and defense? I was talking to Reggie off air about Walter Nolan seems to be really playing well, and that's something that can give the Texans some trouble.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the big thing for Walter is staying healthy, because, I mean, today we got to see him there during the open portion. That's been one of the first days I've seen him practice in, I think, a couple weeks now. So getting him back in the saddle would do wonders. He's been so good when he's on the field. That's just the problem. It's when he's on the field. And so getting him back would be really big. I'm looking at a guy, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr. also didn't practice today. So if that's the case and that continues, you look at Michael Wilson taking another wide receiver one stroll. And when he does that, good things have happened. Him and Jacoby Brissett are clearly in line. Up with one another. So if that's the case, I'd say Michael Wilson, he's the opportunity. And obviously Trey McBride, he's going to continue to feast as a top tight end in the league. I mean, it's just looks too easy. Even against double teams, the guy's getting it done. So those would probably be the biggest silver linings right there. And then, you know, Josh Sweat, he's been a revelation out here. They've needed a pass rusher. He's brought it to the table. I think he's got 11 sacks right now. But yeah, he's probably the guy defensively to watch. And then obviously the veteran Calais Campbell, he's always going to be in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't forget Calais. He's one of my favorite people just because of him as a human being, but also just listening to his booming voice. It's hilarious. He's like he's like a friendly monster of sorts. But I do want to stop at Trey McBride. Obviously, of the people on this team, he might be the one that gets the most recognition around the league, maybe Buda Baker. What has he done, or what makes him so successful, especially against really good defenses when you have the opportunity to play them?
Man, it sounds so simple, but I think he likes the challenge of having extra dudes try to guard him. It really does seem like that's the fact. Like, I don't think there's been anything crazy different from what he's done the past couple of years when it comes to what he's putting on film, but I do think he's taking a step as a blocker. I know there's a couple games a couple weeks ago that he was not very happy about that, but overall, I think it's just the intensity that he brings to the table really on every play. I mean, we talked to him and asked him, like, why do you get so excited about, you know, making that 5-yard catch when you probably just need to get up and get to the line? He's like, I'm just excited because I know that there's three or four guys probably coming after me. And so I think it's just he's making the most of those little things. And for a superstar like him right now, that seems very minute. But I really do think it's just kind of his process that has really kicked up another notch, just getting more targets going his way. So it's just crazy to go back to thinking that he was the backup to Zach Ertz. And obviously Zach Ertz. But yeah. Going from that to now just really taking the league by storm, and it just seems like every year now how many more receptions is he going to add to the record that he's already setting, or how many more yards, or how many consecutive 5 reception games is he going to have? It's just every week it seems like another milestone he's checking off.
Well, I talked about the offensive side, him. I think Buda Baker exists, and it's hard for me to think he's been in the league since 17.
Yeah.
As well, what is the particular challenge that Buda Baker presents in any given game as technically or nominally a safety, but it feels like he's everywhere?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, and that's the thing. He's just everywhere. He's that heat-seeking missile for this defense. I mean, he just throws his whole body into everything he does. And honestly, like, last year was probably one of the best years I've seen him have. He had set a career high in tackles, which I didn't think that could be done from just what he produces on a regular basis. Kind of taking a step back there this year as they used him a little bit differently, but yeah, very much kind of just that Swiss Army knife, going to fill in everywhere, and he's going to bring the boom as hard as some of these bigger dudes than him. So it's really fun to watch him play, because like I said, like, he's not the biggest guy out there, but when he hits somebody, it feels like you are getting taken down by a giant. So I can't say enough about him, man. He is really, really, you know, the defensive heart and soul of this team for sure.
Well, this might tie in with the Buda Baker discussion, but one thing that, you know, we've talked about here, as well as the Texans are playing right now, and offensively CJ Stroud kind of finding, you know, the rhythm and when to take a risk and when not to, They have been a little susceptible to some blitz, particularly this past Sunday night. What is that in terms of what the Cardinals can do, blitzing and pressuring outside of the guys up front?
Yeah, and that's not necessarily something they love to do from time to time. They like to try to get what they can get with the four, but I would like to see, and honestly, I'd like to see more of that, especially later in the game. I think with those close games that they've been in, that was one thing that was lacking, was that late pressure, late blitz. So I would like to see more of that. I just don't know if they have the bodies to really hang with everybody right now. You look in the secondary, they've got rookies out there, Will Johnson being one of them, and then you've got Denzel Burke the other, but that's been one of the weaknesses. You know, you look at what happened last week, Stafford just picked him apart left and right. So as much as I would love to see them blitz more, I think it's also a factor of we got to have more people to cover. So that's kind of where I'm leaning at. And I am not going to be surprised whatsoever if that happens once again, just because of, Stafford put on a show last week. Puka put on a show last week. I'm very interested to see what maybe Stroud and everybody else can do, especially Nico. He's been the talk of the town this week here of just what he does and how you guys deploy them. So really interested to see that battle coming up.
Yeah, and that's going to be a rough challenge. I'm interested just in a larger scale, 30,000 foot view, as we talk to Tyler Drake of Arizona Sports here in the Loop. What's outside of just injuries, because that feels like that's an easier answer, what has been the stumbling block for this Arizona Cardinals team to this point? Because as you mentioned it, there were some reasonable expectation of playoffs, and clearly they're not making that.
Yeah, I think it comes down to this team just doesn't know how to win games. I mean, it really sounds so simple, but it's these close ones especially. I mean, seven straight games, I think, of 4 points or less losing. It's just that alone tells you of just they just don't have that get over the hump, find a way to win. And some of that's play calling, some of that's execution. I think it's just a little bit of everything. But I would also go back to the run game. I mean, this offense was built on the run game so heavily, and it has been it has taken a back seat. And now, I mean, they're basically one dimensional because
what
they
is
just
their run
can't
game?
Run the
yeah.
football.
Yeah, what is the run
I
game?
I mean, right yeah, now? Exactly. It's Bam Knight and Michael Carter, because Trey Benson's not coming back this season. That was just confirmed today. James Conner's on the shelf for the rest of the year. I mean, that's you really looking at those guys and some guys coming off the street, maybe. Amari DiMercato is a great pass protection, but outside of that, it's a bunch of guys that are really should be on the bench. I mean, it should be James Conner and Trey Benson. So injuries have greatly affected that. But I also think you take a step back further and you look at who's not here in Clayton Adams. I mean, he's in Dallas and he's making that OC job look great. He's looking, making the run game look head and shoulders above what it was last year. And I think that has been a big thing that's missing out here, is he was the O-line coach out here last year. So very, very interesting what they do in the offseason to try to remedy that, because like I said, this is the bread and butter of their offense. So moving into the offseason, you've really got to revamp the O-line, and you've really got to take a look at some of the coaching staff around the offensive side of the football.
No, you talk about the coaching staff around. I kind of want to talk about the coaching staff up top. It feels like Jonathan Gannon
he
doesn't get talked about a lot. Like, where is the city? Where is the organization when it comes to the head coach right now?
Yeah. I think a lot of fans are not happy, and I would very much think that he's probably on the hot seat, or it's at least warming up. I mean, the close losses is one thing, but losing to divisional foes the way they're losing is just that's where it gets really ugly. That's the really big black eye. And obviously the regime hasn't been that great since they got to town. The rebuild has taken a lot. You got to rebuild the foundation, the culture left behind from the past one. But outside of that, I mean, there really wasn't an excuses this year. It was they went fully into the defensive side of the ball, and you saw a little bit of that, and now it's kind of fallen off. Then offensively, they focused on continuity, and it's really bitten them. So you've got to look at it. If these losses continue to pile up in a blowout fashion, you would have to imagine that a change is probably coming. Then again, though, do you want to keep going through this cycle of every 3 years you're cycling through another head coach, getting to another rebuild, getting to another reclamation project? There's a lot to dive through this year, and that's why I said, I mean, it's going to be chaos this offseason, from head coach to quarterback to OC to just about everybody on this team.
You didn't mention general manager.
No, I haven't. I think Monty's got a little bit of a leash there. I think that's part of the go handpick your quarterback, don't inherit one, see what you can do. But I also think if you're midway through next year and you're not seeing great results, I think everything's on the table at that point.
Can I offer you a little bit of solace in that the city of Houston was in a similar place
very
at a
much
point,
so.
And so
not that long ago.
Yeah, so you can find your way out. It can happen. I did want to make sure I asked this, though, because I mentioned Calais Campbell And I feel like he's one of those dudes in the league that everybody's got a great story about. Would you happen to have a story that you could share about Calais Campbell and your time being able to cover him?
Oh, man, that's a tough one because I missed a lot of his time. It was a little bit before I was on. But I would just say, like you mentioned, just his voice, man, sitting in the locker room. We'll probably talk to him today. Just his knowledge of the game and kind of just the way he holds himself. That's all I can say, man. He's one of those dudes, like when I got to cover Larry Fitzgerald a little bit, it's same kind of situation of just they know what they're doing. They know what they're about. They're good people at the end of the day. I think one of the best ones was probably recently they had another close loss and he accidentally dropped an F-bomb during the post-game press conference and had to make sure, like, kept going, was really adamant about what he wanted to say and then went back. He's like, excuse me, I'm just really frustrated. And the way he said it in the voice and how in this gravelly voice just, I mean, I could only smirk and I know it was not the situation to smirk in, but I mean, the dude is just a massive human being too. Like, you've got to look up to him. So I think all of that puts together, just he's a really great dude, a really great cover. I'm gonna be bummed when he hangs it up because I would imagine this might be it for him. Was hoping he'd go out with a playoff run, but instead it's gonna be a lost season for the Cardinals.
All right, one more thing before we go, because I'd always like asking this of the people that get a chance to cover it. Is there something that you feel like the national lens and landscape does not understand about this current Arizona Cardinals team?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, I think for as much bad as what's going on right now on the scoreboard and on the record sheet, I mean, the guys in the building really do. I mean, the locker room is still there, which I think that's one reason why I still think maybe head coach Jonathan Gannon's got another at least couple games next year, maybe Monty Osford as well. I think that's the biggest thing is you go in there, nobody's really hanging their heads and you know, they're mad, but at the end of the day, they're still sticking in it. And I know that's, you know, cliche. You got it. This is a job at the end of the day, but it is pretty, pretty glaring how much they are still locked in at the end of the day when they've lost 10 of the last 11 and just looks like a team that is going nowhere fast.
Well, Tyler, we appreciate you giving us a little bit of insight into these Arizona Cardinals. I would say hopefully we could talk again, but the way that the schedule lines up, mm-hmm. these things that happen few and far between. But appreciate you and looking forward to this game come Sunday.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. All right. Tyler Drake, Arizona Sports, 98.7 out there in Phoenix. Man, as he's describing it, and I said it,
it
sounds so reminiscent of some of the down years here in Houston, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
It does, and I was actually a little surprised. I was just assuming Gannon was going to be fired, but apparently there are some redeeming qualities and some support that he has.
Yeah, that's wild. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Rail 610. That was us going behind enemy lines, gearing up for this Texans-Cards game that feels like it should be a layup, but you never want to treat it as such, at least not in that building. I don't think they do. All right, it's about that time where we turn things over to one Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, so I got to talk about a professional home squatter that's making the headlines in D.C., and this story is kind of crazy.
Hmm. Professional, huh? You can just go pro at anything nowadays, can't you? That's right. All right, let's find out about it. Next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a Wednesday, happy Wednesday to everyone out there. I usually have my little sheet, the different topics.
Oh, is that with the printer?
But the printer doesn't have paper.
I tried to print that Joker like twice since I talked about it in Confessions. Yeah. Went over there, nothing. I'm just like, man, screw it. So I just go off my phone, the cool environmental way.
Yeah. I'm going to snitch for you. Don't even worry
Somebody
about it.
Somebody needs
I got
to
you.
Write
Nah, don't worry about it. It's cool, man. No, I've already I'm decided. Down with it.
The snitching
I'm
is
gonna
going
to write a strongly worded
I need to
email.
Get y'all on board with not using... I need to get y'all on board with not using any paper, man, because I'm sick of just
I'm
trying to
it.
Deal with this
I'm
paper.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, it's just me. And honestly... Yeah. I would love to be like yes, but I was literally just
He's
talking to Lopez
right
about how these notes in front of me are really helping me.
Yeah.
I'm sick of using this doggone printer, man. We in 2025.
We might be able to find a way to fix it. We might be able to find a way.
Yeah. But it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. I know we got some listeners in DC. Mm-hmm. So if you listening right now, pay attention. Because if you're maybe a landlord or you got some properties you rent out, some Airbnbs and all that type of stuff. I know a lot of people do that. Be on the lookout for a lady named Shadija Romero.
Okay.
And I'm calling her the professional home squatter.
Oh, wow.
And for those who don't know what a home squatter is, it's one of those people that kind of rent a home and refuse to pay rent. And they go through all the different ways to stay in there as long as they can. And as a landlord, you can't put them out.
Yeah.
You got to go through the legal stuff to just to try to get them out. And before you know it, they've been in there for about 18 months or something crazy.
Sheesh.
Yeah, nah, it's real crazy. And I would like to kind of, I guess, talk to somebody personally. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say Kim Davis, who covered the Texans.
She had one?
She kind of went through something similar like that.
Oh, wow.
So I might have to pick her brain on that. Yeah. But here's the situation in Washington, D.C., courtesy of ABC7 of the Home Squatter.
Another twist in a bizarre Airbnb battle. 7 News has exclusively told you about a homeowner in Northeast D.C. who says a squatter has taken over her short-term rental. But that alleged squatter claims she's a tenant with rights.
I found court records revealing that Romero stayed in multiple properties in and around D.C. rent-free for months while they went through the eviction process.
Court records show at your previous apartment, you were also getting evicted for not paying rent.
And so that wasn't for that place. It was for a previous place where something happened during COVID when everyone was not receiving payment. I'm a entrepreneur and I also have a nonprofit.
Court records show Shadija Romero faced eviction from 2 other DC properties before booking Roshane Douglas's Airbnb nearly a year ago. I reviewed the records with real estate attorney Rich Bianco.
Scrolling down the docket here, she knows what she's doing. So this isn't the first rodeo.
Yeah, so this is not the first rodeo for her. That's why I'm calling her the professional squatter.
I think you're right.
She sounded like a professional. She had all the ducks in a row.
Well,
she
got my actually, nonprofit.
No, yep. Nonprofit, entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Like, she know all the buzzwords.
And you know somebody know what they doing when they say, well, no, technically I'm doing this and doing. Yeah. So she's kind of doing that. Here's part 2 to this crazy story.
Court records show that in October 2021, she had a year lease at the Jameson at Dakota Apartments. Those owners also filed a suit against Romero. It shows she stayed months past the end of her lease and did not pay anything between May 2022 and January 2023. She also signed a legal agreement to pay the Jameson $35,000 in back rent, but she did not follow through with that agreement. She was officially evicted 8 months after she stopped paying.
I did not go to court for eviction for Ava Noma.
Oh, that feels like a technicality.
Yeah.
I didn't go to court. They handed me a paper, yeah, and I had to sign it, yeah, but I did not go to court.
I'm actually surprised she sat down with a reporter, yeah,
maybe
to talk
they,
about this.
Maybe they, it was one of those where they kind of cornered her, you know, one of those watchdog type, you know, reporters or whatever. I've always been amazed by this, how it is so easy to just cop the system, you know, to work the system and still be able to. It's your house. They're not paying rent. That's it. As far as I'm concerned, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very selfish though, because my thought was, man, I think that means I'm a good person, because I never thought of the idea of just
you
like,
are. I mean, those are horrible people.
I hope so.
Yeah. I just can't look over my shoulder like that, man.
Right.
Just knowing I owe somebody. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't really like to borrow money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm like always thinking in the back of my mind, man, I got to pay Lopez back $1,000.
Yeah, about that. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn, hey, Lopez.
Hey, if you got $1,000, I can borrow.
You don't care anymore.
Like, I don't feel that bad. Yeah. I owe $1,000. That's cool.
All right, here's the last part to this whole crazy story about the professionals' home squatter.
5 days after she was evicted from the Jameson, records show she moved into Ava Noma. She paid 1 month's rent and owes them nearly $50,000. The property tried to evict her multiple times, but there was a fire, which I confirmed with DC Fire and EMS, started in her unit while she was there.
Ava Noma is the one showing that you were in the process of being evicted for paying 1 month's rent when you were there for 13.
So no, that would not be accurate.
Again, court documents show Romero filed a motion to delay the eviction, this time citing the fire and saying insurance needed to see the damage in the unit. She booked the Airbnb as she was getting evicted from that property. I found multiple tenant and landlord cases against her in and around D.C. when she went by a different name at the time. In addition to that, I saw at least a dozen liens against her, as well as a case claiming that she paid for a down payment for a vehicle and made no other payments after that. Now, since these discoveries, Romero has said that she is not speaking to us anymore. Huh.
Sure. That makes sense.
That's the most honest answer she's had.
Yeah.
12 liens against her?
Yeah.
How is she not in jail?
Hey, I wouldn't pick her up and take her to the bus station. No. She might not get out my damn car.
Yeah.
I might have to go to court just to get her out my car.
I mean, I know there's these loopholes and there's this legal things you have to go through, but how is she not in jail?
Yeah, I feel like there's a history in the United States of like debtor's prisons and stuff, or maybe not in the United States. I guess that dates back to England.
Yeah.
Like debtor's prisons that we don't want to go to. But yeah, this is a very particular circumstance that
I guarantee you, I haven't checked the text line yet, but I guarantee you some people on there like, I get her out of my house.
Yeah, sure. I hadn't even thought about that. Everybody's just mad that she's doing it, which fair. I had not thought about the people that were like, no. You're going to leave.
Yeah. And now some stuff that wasn't said in the story, because it's a whole big situation. You could probably look it up on TikTok, the whole timeline for it. But people did try to get her out their house at one point.
Yeah.
I think a lady cut the lights off, but this lady, Shadija, ended up putting the lights in their daughter's name.
Mm-hmm.
To keep the lights on.
Oh, that's an old school.
One time, I guess they changed the locks, and I guess the homeowner went with the police to change the locks, and then Shadija came back with the police to get the locks knocked off. It's just a whole bunch of back and forth type stuff. So she know exactly what she's doing.
Oh, she
and what works, what she can do, what she can't do.
You hit it on the head at the very start. She's a professional.
Yeah,
she knows that. You know, this is what her. This is a career. I don't know what other money she makes to make these little down payments and stuff, but she's a professional. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, how would I do it? How would I just make her life so miserable that she would just leave? Like a flashing light, but then she would have control of that?
Yeah, the problem is.
The noisemaker.
You know what this feels like to me? Yeah. This feels like who wins a fight. Where we think about it, it's, oh, that dude's bigger. No. who wins a fight's about want to.
Yeah.
And you talk about getting her out of there, buddy, I think she got more want to than you there.
No, but
I'll
what I'm saying
is
like maybe somehow wire a horn, an air horn, and every 15 minutes all night long. That air horn blows.
See, you got the I'm trying to get you to quit special going over there.
Yeah.
See, I got a whole different mindset because me growing up in the hood, the first thing I thought about was just have some goons over there just make her life miserable.
Yeah.
Yep, just hackle her a little bit, man. Mm-hmm. Just have some thugs just hanging around the house. Make her want to leave.
Yeah, you going to go to jail behind it, though?
Like I said, I ain't saying it's right, but my mindset, I'm like, all right.
First thing I thought was like a couple of air horns in the attic that she can't find, and they just go put them on a timer. They go off every 15 minutes all day long.
Just, I should have known Lopez would go to the prank route.
Just make her life miserable.
I respect it.
I just had some people hanging out on the porch.
Yeah,
just drinking and just having a good time and all this other stuff.
What are you doing? We're squatting.
We cool. Like, is this your house?
Yeah.
Yep. If this ain't your house, hey, I'm hanging out here too. Then.
Y'all are
make it a trap house.
It's people over here with some diabolical stuff. We got biological warfare. Build a house with roaches and ants and stuff. Burn the house down. Yeah.
Put a hornet's nest in there or something.
Also, I realized I'm not a good person. I'm just lazy because I was just like, ooh, that sounds tiring. All of this that she's doing sounds like so much work.
Yeah. So be careful if you're out there, man. If somebody got that name, man, don't even let her in, man.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's a mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610, as I open my phone to see what's on the rundown.
Oh,
since
boy.
I have a piece of paper, man.
I respect the petty.
It's all good. And salute to our engineer, Andy. He came in trying to say, hey, I think it's working okay. So I'm like, ah, don't worry about it, man. I'm good, man. I'm just trying to save the environment at this point.
Yeah.
But, hey, so did y'all know a world record was set in 2013? And still to this day, it has not been broken.
Mm.
And I'm going to play what the world record is.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
In one of the most unexpected world records ever, Sean Murray from Skibbereen, Ireland, holds the title for unclipping the most bras in a single minute. Back on the 26th of October 2013, he stunned Guinness officials by unhooking 91 bras in just 60 seconds.
What?
And he did it using only one hand. The record was set during a charity event, turning a quirky challenge into a global headline. To this day, no one has been able to top Murray's unusual but undeniably impressive feat.
This is so good. Many have tried.
Yeah.
Many have tried.
I'll put the link in the rundown just so you can see it. But
wait.
I'm like, what made you come up with
that?
So
we can see it.
It's not anything.
I was about to say, should I open this on the work computer?
Nah, it's not anything like that.
All right, okay.
It's not anything like that. But I'm like,
you did talk about unhooking bras, right? Brassieres? Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, once you see it, you'll understand it.
Oh, they have like a shirt covering there.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy's a machine. Holy
I love that you see him like crack his knuckles before he starts. He's like, all right, I'm about to get to work.
Yeah.
He's oh, hey, one woman didn't have the t-shirt. Hey, hey, I want to party with her.
All right. And this, you're married, sir.
I said party.
How did he come up with this?
Actually, you said one.
There's more now.
Yeah, man. that is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did he come?
Yeah, what made you say, hey, let's set a world record for this?
Well, it's not even the world record. It's a similar thought process with a lot of people that find out they have a really weird skill. Mm-hmm. Is what made you realize that you had this particular skill?
Middle school. High school.
Well, I hope that if he was doing this in middle school, yeah, somebody told the authorities.
I meant high school. I said middle school.
But well, even middle, lower. Even high school, like you just run around snapping people's bras off.
Apparently,
hold on, brother.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We're going to have to talk to the principal.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it was the 80s. It was the
70s. Hey, he ain't taking no. Hey, when it's time to get busy.
Yeah. you better be ready.
Yeah. Hey, he unsnapped that bra before you even blink an eye.
That's right.
I wonder, does this skill translate to anything else? Or is it just bras? Does he open other things really quick?
We all have a particular skill. I'm guessing this is his.
It gotta be, man. I'm like, wait, what? And then nobody broke this record.
Have you ever gotten good at it?
And what?
Taking a bra off?
I think so.
I don't think I've ever gotten good at it.
I think I'm all right. Like, I think I'm decidedly average. I don't think that there's like
it
a particular
skill. I'm not like that guy, but I did get to a point where I could do it with one hand. Just
no,
kinda,
okay, shout out to Finn.
I've never been able to do it with one hand.
No. Yeah. Sometimes it's like, oh, I'm struggling a little bit, but on a good day, I'm like, bloop, bloop.
Like, all right. I'm on a good day.
Yeah. And it ain't even nothing trying to be freaky or anything like that, but just sometimes the old lady, man, can you take my bra off? Yeah. And I'm just, bloop, bloop.
See, you got a skill. Shout out to you.
I can't do that. I mean, 91 of them in.
I got to get like one arm up and one arm, and just try to like, you know, get a little screwdriver or something.
A screw? We're bringing in additional tools?
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. A little special salute. Remember when Sean Pendergast, Reggie don't remember this because he wasn't around, but remember when Sean Pendergast went to Amarillo, Texas to eat that big old steak.
I watched the live stream.
Yeah. So,
how many food challenges has Sean done?
The Big Texan, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called the Big Texan. Yeah. Is in Amarillo, Texas.
Amarillo.
Yep. And
by morning.
Yep. And it's
shout out to George Strait.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's straight, ain't it?
Yeah.
I feel like if you're a Texan, you got to know.
Yeah.
You got to know a little George Strait. I don't care what kind of music you like. You better know you some George Strait.
Yes. Yeah. So they have a challenge there. If you eat a 72-ounce steak with the size and all that other stuff. I guess the meal is free. I don't know if you win anything, but
they get you on the wall or whatever.
Yeah, you'd be on the wall of fame and all that stuff. And just Reggie likes some numbers. Sean's, I guess his numbers for how much steak he ate.
Okay.
He ate 52 ounces out of 72.
That's a strong showing. That's
yep.
A strong
and
showing.
That's with the size. He also had the size, mm-hmm. the salad, and all his other stuff. The shrimp gracious. Cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
So that's as far as he got. Salute to a guy by the name of James Webb, who ate 72 ounces in 7 minutes.
Nah.
There's no way.
His video out there.
Is my stomach hurts just hearing
yeah.
that.
Seven minutes. And then I did a little digging on him, and he is a professional eater.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So I've seen a couple other things. He go around doing that type of stuff. But
that is still.
72 ounces in 7 minutes.
I remember watching, I watched the live stream some when Sean was doing it. It's massive.
It's
like, and that's not, and they give you bread too. That's where
yeah,
they get
he had to
yeah.
eat some bread too.
Yeah, yeah.
But the funny thing is, when they first start off, they be all like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And then when you start getting full, they start leaning back a
yep,
little bit.
Yep.
They put their hands on the table. You can tell they're a little tired.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yep, he ain't going to make
he's,
that
he's
one.
He's done. He's done.
How tender was the steak? That's where my brain was.
No, they'll
like,
cook it how you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll yep. cook it how you want.
Because I was like, is this going to melt in your mouth? But even then, 72 ounces of steak is crazy.
And the sides are it. Sides will kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, why you got to add the sides to it, man?
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that brother ate that 72 ounces in 7 minutes.
That's incredible.
Insane. So salute to him.
And you are correct, Rob. You didn't know that Pendergast was short for Pendergastrointestinal.
Yeah,
so, yeah, yeah. That's gut of steel.
Hey, I'll be struggling with a damn 22 ounce.
Man,
that one, I'll be like, I'm tapping out of that one. I would never do that.
This was just a struggle mixtape. Struggling with steak, struggling with bras, and struggling getting these people out your house.
Hey, ain't no struggling with bras, according to this guy.
Fair enough.
Biggie's the master.
That's right. All right, here's the loop here on Sports Rail 610. That is the mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Rail 610. You can hit them up at the Figgy Fig on social media if you find something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of The Drive. And we'll give you some updates from practice that has gone on. I believe that they're about done there at NRG. We'll talk about it next. Yeah, been a very fun Wednesday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. I have allowed John Lopez to corrupt me. Because one time he said Thursday on accident, and now for some reason
you've done it more than I have.
My dumb brain thinks it's Thursday now. I'm gonna be so mad when I wake up tomorrow and it isn't actually Thursday instead of Friday.
Yeah.
My brain is stupid. Apparently that's how that works. We got a little bit of practice updates. You know, Wednesday, first day of practice on a regular week where we started to get a little bit of insight into what's happening with this team. A few things of note. First and foremost, no Nick Chubb, no Kamari Lassiter out there at practice today. Nick Chubb obviously dealing with the ribs. I feel like the Nick Chubb one is like, all right, we know a little bit more about what's happening here. And that one, as much as it is actually concerning to me, that is there. Kamari Lassiter, I actually have zero concern.
Zero.
Especially after he played this weekend. Mm-hmm. I think this is just kind of a vet day for the second year player.
Well, and we heard, like, was it Kalen Bullock said he doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, he's going to play.
He doesn't have a choice.
He's going to play.
Yeah.
He's not missing this. So, yeah, Kamari Lassiter did not practice. Jakob Johnson is signed back to the practice squad. He was released in order to make room for them to acquire. Was it Cody Schrader that was actually mm-hmm. the one that came in there? So Jakob Johnson has returned to the fold. I think that was to be expected. I didn't think that they were going to give up that fullback role that they've come to expect and understand there. And then the practice window on a couple of players has been open. Harrison Bryant's practice window has been open. And Justin Watson. His practice window has also been open, which I find that to be interesting because obviously if you could get them back, bring them back depth-wise, that's important. I don't expect Justin Watson to like factor in at all.
Well, I don't think factor in very much. They liked him a lot when he was out there before, so you know who knows how they're going to end up using him. You know, they used him some.
They did, yeah. And that will be one of the places where I hope that the growth of the season will demonstrate itself because – in my like worst, maybe not worst nightmare, but one of my, I guess a nightmare that I could foresee is the Texans doing the thing that at one point during the season it felt like they did, which is finding something that works and then going back on it when the opportunity arises.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Watson returning feels like would be one of those opportunities that arises where you, oh, well, let's put him back in here instead of.
But weren't we flabbergasted the first time he was out there?
That is correct.
Yeah.
But it feels like they've made some strides in putting the guys in who deserve to play at least to some degree.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And Jalen Knoll and others have certainly proved themselves as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So CJ Stroud was, I think this was for TDECU. There was a little video that came across my particular timeline. And CJ Stroud gave a little insight into what he likes most and least about Houston. And I know that this was a little bit of an interesting tease that I told you personally that you were interested in. So I figured I'd bring it to the show. What does CJ like most and least about the city of Houston?
One of my least favorite things is the driving. And one of my favorite things definitely is just the people. I feel like people in Houston are very, very respectful. And they're nice, at least the people I've run into. Kind of mind their business, like leave alone. There's a lot of things going on in Houston, so it's not always just about the football team or the basketball team or the baseball team or anybody. It's a close-knit city. Where like everybody doesn't know everybody, but it seemed that small. And also the food, like the food is amazing. I have a couple spots that I won't say because I want people to say going there. But I got a lot of spots that I like and I enjoy.
That's about the best answer he possibly could have given. Traffic? Who's going to disagree with that?
Nobody's disagreeing.
And those are nice people. And then on top of that, great restaurants. Well, no, that was almost like he got some good coaching on that.
But I don't think that he's like lying about it. It's genuine.
Us too. Wouldn't you say the same thing?
Probably.
Right?
Probably. I mean, I live where I live because I made the decision that I was not about to be driving any level of long distance to work.
Well, let me ask you both this. I think this is where it gets interesting when you talk about least favorite, especially outside of traffic. What's your least favorite thing about Houston?
That is going to be a very tough answer for me.
And it's going to get
I got one easy one.
Yeah.
Liquor stores should be open Sundays, man.
Okay.
I hate that liquor stores are closed on Sundays and stuff like that. Because they used to be open. Where I'm from, they open Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just hate whenever Sunday happens. Like, oh, let me get a bottle of wine. Nope.
get wine at the grocery store, but I get your point. I'm trying to think myself, like, outside of traffic. Because traffic's the answer for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, everyone.
Without question. I think alongside of that, I kind of don't like that I can't do very much public transit as well. Like, that, for me personally.
That's another good answer.
Like, I went to the airport and I was like, man, I don't feel like parking and paying for an Uber or whatever. Like, I'll take the bus. It took me 2 hours to get to the airport.
Oh, yeah.
It took me
a while. Oh, you did take the bus?
Yeah, I did.
I remember you told me.
I did. It took a good long while. I did appreciate what CJ talked about, the things that he likes. It felt genuine also where he was talking about, like, hey, man, the football team, it matters, but it doesn't matter to the point where it's crazy. And I feel like he probably enjoys being able to, like, be a part of the community that's not like, I have to stay inside because this becomes a hassle.
I'm curious, texter 713-572-4610, outside of, okay, we're getting real. Y'all are coming up with some real good answers. He said the liquor store is on Sunday. You said no public transit. And then, of course, we got several humidity.
But that one's tough for me because, you know, when you're born in it, like, I used to be a sicko that played basketball in 100-degree weather wearing jeans. Like, the humidity is not going to be the thing that turns me off personally. Mosquitoes will, though. I see 3, 4, 6. That is a great answer. These mosquitoes will get after you. But he was talking about that. He was like, you know, it sounded a lot like, to me, you remember when CJ will talk about people not filling the stadium. And he's like, you know, there's things to do in Houston. It felt like he tried to find a way to turn that also into a positive, where it's like, hey, man, there's things to do. People go places. It was a similar thing, and it came to mind when
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.